creation riddles, the sound of silent truth. The rocks cry as the students look on in silence. I believe this may be the true call to violence, but not as those that take up guns. The sword will split and be torn in sunder, thunder leading all eyes to the sky as they wonder. Rumblings of anger, stemming from the throne invisible. Concision creating division, causing the lost to find themselves risible. Indivisible. Silence then, class is in session. As an artist's handiwork, waiting nothing but the crafting of a signature, evidence of his nature, detectable by his nurture, placing in it every trace of himself until he feels confident enough to call it a masterpiece. A master's work must never cease, for beauty can and will only increase with the growing of his ways. Strokes finer, skill becoming transparent as others gather to consider. This could not have been done through accident. Unrelentingly gracious, patiently waiting the faces to catch up, for one comes in with a new premise. Indeed, the artist only stands by, claiming what is not his, for ingredients lend themselves to what possibly this is. Through happenstance and folly, mixing in a little chance, and by golly, this very same masterpiece is once again. Could this level of foolishness be considered anything less than sin? An intake of wind, filling the lungs with air. But why? As the swallowing of water and earth's producing of food for his children, so is the beauty of a gracious, considerate creation, begging for the inclusion of a gracious, considerate creator. Imploring fantasies to cease, these be the least of all reasons, seasoning themselves with lesser treason, believing. Insanity calls for cries of faith, but who is it that must truly cross his fingers, daring to linger for too long, playing with idols that have grown too strong? The spinning continues. Contrary to the nature of calamity, cataclysms roar without catastrophe in the places where they were set. Those places where all things created first met. As with an explosion, words of power dripped into the nothing. The something is born. Formed of wisdom, tried to stand the test of time in the absence of men. The absence of sin. An absence within the understanding of those claiming violence is God. A moment of silence, for foolishness this deep must be appreciated. Changing into what is not, without cause, pausing only to give them a moment, for this too bears no sense. Extreme doings only for their sake, ending suddenly as with restraint. Another riddle must be reasoned, for his purpose must be ignored. Chance is laid bare. Evidence to be the prophet of the most faithful. Odds not even the lowliest of the frails would take. Mistakes they make when blindly looking into the eyes of a deceiver. Believers they prove us all to be. Mysterious riddles sizing up the desires of men's hearts. Considerations of the patience we lack, which is tearing us apart. Choosing for our own amusing to ignore the soundness of a wisdom, because look, there goes another bone. Answering phones, but not to reason. Could there be a bigger purpose to this treason? Could it be that onto a hold of God's promise something is seizing, gaining strength as it pulls itself down into the pit? The greatest riddle of all, could this possibly be it? But at last, the baby desires to be rocked back to sleep. Good night, sweet child, heeding the words of a lullaby. The fairy tale will continue. Listen and rest deeply. You no longer have to cry. The soothing sounds are coming, the cunning whispers of a lie.